Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech.
I'm so surprised! I had no idea! I'm not even prepared!
Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here, Safe Driver Multicar, Paid in Full Multi-Policy. This is just such a big moment, and did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent.
Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock for the score update studio.
He knows, and he said this, that he has to get better defensively at both spots, both catching and outfield. You know, we've told him we think he's going to be our everyday left fielder next year, and as a result, you know, try to get in really good shape. You know, lean out a little bit, make sure you're running a lot, and then come to spring training ready to really, you know, get better in the outfield.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer sharing the team's offseason plan for slugger Kyle Schwarber, who hit 16 home runs in 273 plate appearances, then five more in the postseason. But the outfield defense in the playoffs was shaky. Hoyer, a guest with Spiegel and Golf earlier today at Cubs convention. NBA Bulls hosting Dallas tonight after rallying to win in Philadelphia last night. The shorthanded Bulls getting 53 points from Jimmy Butler. How about this trend with Derrick Rose out of the lineup? Butler has scored 95 points in the Bulls' last two games. Midas Rose, who missed yesterday's game with a bad knee. Hockey, the Blackhawks enter action tonight, tied with Dallas for first in the Central, both with 62 points. The Hawks have won nine straight games. They're in Toronto after a 2-1 victory in Montreal last night. Football, status quo in Detroit. The Lions keeping Jim Caldwell as their head coach. Lovie Smith's replacement in Tampa is Dirk Cutter, who was promoted from offensive coordinator to head coach. Former Falcons head coach Mike Smith will be the Bucs' new defensive coordinator. The Steelers without two key weapons Sunday in Denver. Wideout Antonio Brown and running back D'Angelo Williams both out. Brown a concussion, Williams a foot injury, and the Seahawks list Marshawn Lynch as probable for their playoff game in Carolina. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Boers and Bernstein.
Laquan Treadmill.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And you do indeed have Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. I had quite a time here today at the Cubs convention.
This has been fun.
Yep. And first one. My first Cubs convention.
It is not mine. I covered a couple as a reporter.
I did not.
You got lucky.
Yeah.
That you got to avoid doing that. Because that's, well, like George was saying, not exactly fun.
I don't even think we ever thought about it. I mean, I don't think it's ever even like on the table where you say, why don't you go to the Cub Con? No, never said.
Well, you weren't wanted, and yet I don't think you were allowed because...
No, I wasn't wanted here. No question.
I think back then, under the auspices of the former radio flagship, they wanted it entirely to themselves.
They did.
And the thing is, if you look around today, see, here's the difference, and this is why this radio deal got done, just as Crane was telling us, that BBM is here.
Mm-hmm.
XRT was here.
Yes, indeed.
B96 was here. We're here. US 99 was here. I mean, there was just a presence of so many different shows and so many different genres, and so a way to reach so many different communities
yep.
and listeners and different people who have the buttons on their car radio program differently, that you get a little piece of everything.
I'm surprised. I thought Rambling Red Rectum would be roaming around.
Well, he
somewhere.
Was here early, wasn't he?
I didn't see him.
But I think he went home.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if he went home, I wouldn't bet on that.
Well, you know, morning radio people are weird because sometimes they take a nap and they sleep for 2 hours and they're immediately re-energized and then they're drunk. So I would not be surprised.
I'm not sure he waits the 2 hours.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bramer goes home, because he's not that far away. It's not like he's out in the suburbs or anything. So he could go get in a couple hours, and if he could come shambling back in here half in the bag, it wouldn't surprise me for a second. He's grabbing the mic away from Wayne Mesmer at some point. So I'm serious. It wouldn't surprise me at all at this point, now that he's part of the family.
Oh, and he's a part of the family. He's a big part of the family.
Well, he's one of the guys who got the deal done.
Yeah, he's one of the heavy shakers around
here. Like when it was Crane and the Ricketses and all that. He was a rainmaker when it came to actually negotiating the deal.
Yep. Well, he should be.
He really doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. I mean, it's just the fact that he can walk into a room.
Let the record show, I didn't say that.
Oh, let the record show, I
did. I'm not to disagree with it, but I did not say that.
Well, but he's a radio magician, though. If you listen to Lynn's Bin, that stuff should win a Peabody Award. I mean, some of the stuff he does there is pure poetry. And Pete Crozier, the former producer, is still producing it via remote. They send MP3s, and he does everything. I think he's in Ohio now, and he still works his magic. But that is just a tapestry of sound. I mean, the only thing close to that is the stuff Tannehill does. But Tannehill does it on the fly. I mean, they get to spend a ton of time working on these things. And, I mean, Tannehill does stuff of that quality with it a tenth of the time.
And so, we love to have him. We love Chris Tannehill.
Because he's one of the producers who's nice to us.
There haven't been that many.
Yeah, he'll learn probably, because he doesn't yell at us.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think I've ever heard him yell at anybody.
No. No, he's just
like because Baldy yells.
It's counterproductive, guys. It's just sports talk radio. It's not worth it.
That's what it is.
But sports is life. Sports radio, however, may not be.
Yeah, definitely not life.
I'm not sure after today.
So yeah, because Baldy will yell and scream, and Maddie will yell and scream, and that's all right. I guess we get a little bit of both. Now, I get what exactly is happening in there now. I hear things, and then people are walking in and out.
They seem to be coming out.
Something's wrong.
Session to six, right? I mean, they just sort of invite you if you want to sit.
Oh.
I don't think there's anything going on.
So people are just eating and drinking and waiting for something to happen.
That's what I think. Yeah, I don't think there's anything going on, because if anything were going on, they'd all be in there, wouldn't they?
Boy, the stuff that Zach was just saying about Jimmy Butler without Derek.
No coincidence there.
I was just going to say,
it's not a coincidence.
It really isn't. But, again, you don't want him. If you think you're any good, and don't think that I'm saying they're any good, because they're not, but you don't want him scoring 53 points to rally you back from down 24 at Philadelphia, logging 49 minutes in a back-to-back. I mean, you can't. You shouldn't need a superhuman effort.
You know what, though? I think, we'll say, Fred, I think Fred needed it. I do. I mean, I think that if I'm in his position, and I'm looking at this thing happen, that the whole thing seems to be unraveling when they got a three-game span.
Not George raveling.
No, not George raveling. Oh, no, my God.
You want him happening a three-game span.
No, but I want that win.
Well, put it this way. I don't want the loss.
Right. I think that you have to let it go. Let it happen. Whatever you have to do. Get back in the game and win it.
But what does that say about where they are, that they're desperate to rally to beat the Sixers, one of the worst teams in the NBA ever? Desperate.
I think it says exactly what we think of them.
They are good.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, I think, but if I'm the coach, and I've been saying that same stuff over and over again, I whatever you have to do, win the game. I don't care. You've got to play 50 minutes, you play 50 minutes. And let's win the game.
I don't like the fact that Jimmy Butler apparently made some side bet with the trainer that he's not going to miss a game. I don't mind if he misses a game.
No, it's okay.
I got a bet with my trainer, and I'm going to play 82 games. When I'm nicked up, Mr. Travell Gaines said, we got to get you for 82. So I got to continue to take care of my body, hydrate, keep ice in my knees and all that stuff.
Why is that important to play 82?
I don't know. It's something that we talked about all summer whenever I was training. I put my body through the most in the summer, and I maxed it out to be able to do the same and, during the season. So I don't know. He said, hey, let's do it. I said, all right, bet.
See, but part of taking care of your body can be not playing all 82. I'm not quite sure what the goal is. Now, you compare and contrast this with Derek, who is overly protective and, as we know, wants to preserve himself for graduations and meetings later on. That he's been very clear about.
I don't
about
blame
that.
Him for that. I think they're very important, graduations and meetings.
He's been very clear about listening to his body and doing everything right, but on the opposite end, you then get Jimmy, who's trying to prove for no good reason that he's going to play in all 82.
Well, you know what he's done, and he's done it real quickly. He has elevated himself into a entirely different status in the NBA, and I think he likes it. I think he loves it. I think he wants more of it. I mean, he is taken.
Right, but that's not a team thing.
No,
that's,
it's not a team thing.
That's
it's a, his
that's
thing.
A Jimmy yeah. thing.
But you can't do it if you're not playing. You're going to take a night off for, you know, I suppose if there's something really wrong with him, he would, but he's earned a different, he's reached a different level than I think most people thought he could reach.
Remember,
and that's just because he's done it all year.
Remember, Rose was asked, is Jimmy Butler a superstar? It was before the playoffs last year, and he said, no, that he might be one. Derek, he is.
That's the final authority on everything. Derek, by the way, that's who I go to. I want something of wisdom.
And Jason brought it up during transition, too, that there's... The team is, for however this is working, whatever their set narratives are, you listen to Neil Funk and Stacey King, and it's the Jimmy Show, no matter what's going on. It is there has been an anointing of Jimmy Butler at this point, and I think it's understandable when you give a guy 5 years and is $95 million and you're the full max.
Well, I don't want to.
And he's tied to your coach to whom you're committed.
With such a frustrating team, I don't want to start losing any of my audience. I will find something that will keep you coming back to the telecast. And if it's Jimmy Butler going off on people, then so be it. Let Jimmy Butler go off on people because, you know, when they go in these spells, when they like these last three games,
and they do,
well, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going? The selling point remains a guy who's again changing his whole trajectory in the NBA in the hierarchy. He's not in the hierarchy yet, but he's changing his trajectory as we speak. And I want people to come back and watch the games. I want people to come back and watch the game. I mean,
if your top storyline is the ascension of Jimmy Butler, then you're going to sell the hell out of it.
Yeah, I would sell the hell out of it. What else did I have? What do I have?
Well, because for a season, you had Joakim Noah's running the offense. Remember all that?
Oh, God.
And that was you got to watch this. Look at this. Look how many assists he has. It was the worst offense in the league. The lowest scoring offense in the league.
Which was exposed in the playoffs and bitten up and thrown out in the yard. Get out of here with that crap. I mean, that's not a pleasing narrative unless you really love Joe. I don't really love Joe. I never have. So but with this guy, I think he's ascending to something that I think that most people didn't think he could, even though he got the money. Because, you know, a lot of people get the money that don't do much then. They're not necessarily great. They just get the money. They're in the right place at the right time. I think that, first of all, he's proving the money's worth it. And second of all, he's taken over as the storyline of this team.
Yeah,
he's taken it over.
Unfortunately, the actual story of this team is not good.
No, correct.
And when he scored 40 and a half, if DeMar DeRozan is a shot changed trajectory by a millimeter, you lose that game.
Yeah.
And you had to go to overtime to beat an absolutely useless Sixers squad.
Think about that. Think about what you're saying.
So what his heroics have been part of some wins that shouldn't have been way they were. I understand if he's doing that and you won by 16 and he's hitting crazy shots at the end just because. Usually nights like that are more like that than they are. Holy crap, we got to have you play 50 minutes because we need every last power you've got.
I agree. I think you do. I mean, I think Fred does too. I mean, you can't send him out there stumbling out there game after game after game, and then he comes back and said, "I don't know what happened. I don't know what's wrong, and we got to do this better. I mean, I think that gets tiring for him right away, and a new coach with a team that was supposed to do better than this. I mean, I it's not a bad storyline at all.
This email from Greg, who says Crane Kenny went from being a punchline about what was wrong with the Cubs to a guy that can jangle some Spurs. He's a tough businessman and should probably be teaching a course somewhere because he's also engaging. Thanks for having him on. You know, his story is really incredible. He was a Tribune lawyer. That's all. He was a Trib lawyer who ended up being Cubs president, who then survived a full regime change because he had a certain set of skills that Tom Ricketts felt that he needed.
Yes, correct.
That Ricketts knew that he wasn't a sharp-elbowed businessman. Ricketts much more of a pleaser consensus maker than somebody who could wear the black hat in business negotiations.
And he was sitting right there for you.
Right.
He was waiting for you.
And I think to his credit, and we talked to Tom. Remember when Tom first bought the team, we were sitting out at Hawthorne. And we talked to Tom Ricketts right after the purchase and asked him directly about Crane Kenny and about because he said that he was going to take some time to evaluate everybody and determined that was a skill set that was lacking as they were taking over and figured that they needed to step on some necks.
Now, some people have to go out and look for that guy. When they get in this position, when they're doing something, when they're buying a team, you have to go out. This guy was sitting here. Who's waiting for you? He was right there.
And that said, with some of that work done, and the fact that you brought in Theo Epstein to be in full space command of the baseball side, it allowed him to streamline his duties and also operate when you're not president-president.
Right.
You are able to operate a little bit more. You're not always on the front burner.
Right.
You're not always in the public eye. And the way the Ricketts has managed it, I wasn't sure if it would work. I was skeptical. But when there was the amusement tax fiasco and they got a taste of Chicago politics and an understanding of how some of this gets done, they learned from their mistakes.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, look, I admire people who can survive, who can survive and thrive. And he really has done that. I mean, I think his reputation as anything other than whatever was not very high for a long time. And with this, that Tom made this decision that this is the guy that can do this dirty work for you. This is the guy that can be, and he's done it. And he's engaging in the same, you know, he's not just like, oh my God, he's all one side. He's engaging as well.
You can also understand why he and Rod Zimmerman hit it off.
Oh, there's no doubt, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will take the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700, to win a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. 312-644-6767. You want to jump in with us, you can feel free to do so. We are sitting here at the Sheraton, the Boers and Bernstein Show at the Cubs Convention. About to kick off in just about 45 minutes officially. You have the score.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes. The Chicago Cubs ended last year with an impressive run deep into the postseason. And Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive throughout the offseason. What a great time to be a Cubs fan. So make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. I'm not a big Peyton Manning is a choker sort of guy, but I do think in the playoffs, things are far more chaotic. And Peyton has always been a quarterback that likes things on time, on schedule. The playoffs, you have to improvise. And that's why he's 11-13 all time as a playoff record. But I'm not willing to call him a choker. However, Peyton Manning has had several weeks off to rest his foot. He's had an additional week off after coming into the game and saving the day for the Denver Broncos against the Pittsburgh Steelers team that's coming off an incredible war of a football game last Saturday night. Antonio Brown is not playing. D'Angelo Williams is not playing. Le'Veon Bell is out for the year, and Ben Roethlisberger's arms held together with duct tape. If Peyton Manning, with the best defense in the league, can't win with all that rest at home in the playoffs, then I'll call him a choker. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money.
And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and mails over the discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles and kablam shakalaka fadeaway cross-court coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am unworthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
One thing that, and I think it's clear in the addition of Zobrist and the addition of Hayward, you know, I feel like our contact rate was not good enough. I'm okay with some strikeouts because we have power, but we definitely struck out too much last year. And, you know, as a result, with those strikeouts, our situational hitting wasn't very good. You know, we struggled with runners on third and less than two outs and, you know, things like that. I think we need to get better at being able to push one run across.
See, I'm with him on that, all this strikeout crap. I'm with Jed Hoyer on that.
Yeah, at some point you need...
Come on now, dude.
At some point you need
too
contact.
Too damn many. Yeah, I mean, you know, he made some very good points. He visited earlier today right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with Spiegs and my guy, Jay Goff.
It looks like we have a change in the Bulls starting lineup with Fred Hoiberg not committing to a lineup for tonight. But all the speculation from reporters on Twitter, including 670thescore.com's Cody Westerlund, says that it appears that Nico Mirotic will be coming off the bench as a stretch four and will no longer be the small forward, that they will choose another starting small forward.
You know,
he's been icky.
He's useless. I mean, I don't know what exactly is on his business card. Useless. I mean, God almighty. Good Lord. What is he doing? Do you know what he's doing? You're the basketball guy. What is he doing?
Well, he pump fakes when nobody's there.
Yes, he does. There's nobody there. He's pump faking.
He likes that. He likes to pump fake the Casper the Friendly Ghost. And he flails a lot, expecting a foul, and then the ref just stands there, is like, "Play on, you know, foul."
Hey,
there's a lot of that,
dude.
Where he'll try to dribble into somebody, he'll lose the ball, and while he's flailing his arms and looking at the ref, the guy with the ball is dribbling the other way, and then dunking.
And occasionally he'll hit some shots. He'll get a little tired, he'll start to hit a few, but he basically
will step into a three every once in a while.
And he can't guard anybody. He could flail. Mm-hmm. He can't guard, but he can hit an occasional three. Other than that, how's it going for you? I mean, holy crap.
Man, all the Cubs are so dressed up. They are. Everybody's in a suit and tie. They are not messing around. Some of the pictures that we're seeing now that are making their way to the various modalities of social media. This is a lovely picture of Kyle Schwarber and Peggy Kuczynski. Schwarber looks leaner to me. Is in the face. He looks like he's lost some weight. Definitely looks like he's tightened up a little bit. Keith in Oak Forest, you're
tighten
on the
it
score.
Oh, hey guys. I have a question. With Derrick Rose constantly hurt, and I don't know if he's able to play or, you know, he's just too hurt, he can't play. Back in the day when Scott Skiles was coach, when they had Tim Thomas, where it got to the point where he just wouldn't play his type of game and he didn't want to coach him. He basically just said, stay home and we'll pay you. Next year, when if Rose comes out and he's still doing the same thing, is he a candidate for something like that? where they're just going to say, Derek, you know what? It's been great. Thanks for Chicago, but you need to stay home?
I don't see that ever happening.
Are we at that point?
I don't see that ever happening. How do you do that with that? This isn't Tim Thomas. And the problem with Tim Thomas was they didn't want him in the locker room. And Derek isn't actively hurting your locker room. He's on his own planet. He's not really interacting.
No,
he doesn't really. Just kind of keeps to himself. He's entirely his own guy, his own world, his own orbit,
his own friends.
So yeah,
he brings his friends with him.
I guess the answer's no. I don't see that happening.
It's just going to have to. You know, you're just going to have to wait for time to take care of that without. Because there's no other way it's going to happen.
A tweet here from the Sun-Times' Gordon Wittenmeyer, who says, Arrieta has exchanged arbitration figures with the club. Arrieta submitted at $13 million, the club $7.5 million. So now we've got our bookends here. We've got our extremes.
11.
And exactly. Now, sometimes you split the difference. Sometimes
I'm going 11.
It just, boy, that would be a real bargain if they're able to get a multi. See, the thing is, for a multi-year deal, it's going to probably be closer to that 13 or even beyond it, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Well,
but he's going to be 30.
He doesn't want to. You know, he doesn't want. He really wants the complete free agency thing. I mean, because he's still eligible to resign with the Cubs. You can still do that if you want to. But he doesn't seem like he's eager to sign anything that's any long-term kind of deal at this point. So when I hear just 5-year, $100 million, what? No, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Because if you could do 3 years, $40 million, something like that, I mean that's a win. You know, and again,
well,
it's not like there's a salary cap and it's not our money. So
it's not our money.
If they want to overpay for Jake Arrieta and assume all that risk, for his age, his delivery, et cetera, and for a guy who showed a little wear and tear near the end of last year.
Innings. Yeah, the innings that we pointed out early on are building to way past where he ever was. New territory, and it didn't land well in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Schwarber looks really good. He looks like he has definitely, he's not going to carry any extra weight if he's going to be trying to run around the outfield. And the other thing I heard in talking to some people was that as of right now, you've got Kyle Hendricks, who remains a fourth starter. That I talked to one person who says he believes his velocity will be improved. I'm not saying 97, 98, but when he wants to, instead of 90, 91, it's more around 93.
Really?
Okay. Which would be very nice for him.
Yeah.
Every little tick on that gun with his stuff is a big deal. So it was just something I was told to watch for. So don't be surprised if he looks like he's got a little extra pop on the fastball. He doesn't throw a lot of four-seamers, and it's hard to throw a two-seamer hard. And frankly, a two-seamer, you don't want to throw it too hard because sometimes if you got really good spin, the velocity overcomes the movement, and then it straightens out on you. So you don't want to do that. But maybe he threw, four or five four-seam fastballs a game. Maybe with a little extra pop, he'll pick his spots and throw a few more.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 for the score update studio.
I see Hayward playing center field if we started the season right now, but certainly he's going to get time in right field as we move guys around. I think if there's one thing that we know from last year is that Joe's going to work with a lot of different combinations, and I think we have a roster with Zobrist and Javi and Hayward and some of the versatility that we have. I think it really fits the way Joe manages really well.
The thought process heading into the season for Cubs GM Jed Hoyer, newcomer Jason Hayward, has started 751 games in right field over the last 6 years, but the plan right now is to start him in the middle. Hoyer, a guest with Spiegel and Goff earlier today from Cubs Convention. NBA, the Bulls home against Dallas one day after Jimmy Butler scored 53 points to rally the Bulls past Philadelphia on the road. For this one, Derrick Rose and Pau Gasol are both back. They missed yesterday with separate injuries. Fred Hoiberg says Nico Mirotic will be used more off the bench going forward. Hockey, the Blackhawks in Toronto following a 2-1 victory over Montreal last night, a win that tied them with Dallas atop the Central. The Hawks have been the story of the NHL of late. They've won 9 consecutive games. Football, Jim Caldwell safe in Detroit. The Lions are keeping their head coach for next season. Seahawks listing Marshawn Lynch as probable for their playoff game in Carolina. The NFL fines Pittsburgh assistant Mike Munchak and Joey Porter for their actions last week in Cincinnati. Munchak grabbed grabbing the hair of Bengals safety Reggie Nelson while Porter walked onto the field late in the game and talked smack with the Bengals. Also, the Steelers head to Denver Sunday without Antonio Brown, who has a concussion. Bengals defensive back Adam Jones apologizing to Brown today after saying earlier in the week that Brown was faking it. Jones also fined for bumping an official during last week's game, and apparently a total of more than $80,000 in fines handed out to different combatants from the game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati last week. Get covered, Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit gogetcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Zach Zedman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
I want to make sure that we
you're amused by something. What are you amused by?
Have you seen the new head coach of the New York Giants? Is Ben McAdoo.
Ben McAdoo, yeah.
Promoted. And
not Bob McAdoo.
No, Ben McAdoo, his suit did not fit that he wore to his press conference today.
And that's a great start.
Well, he said he's lost 60 pounds since he purchased the suit. And he said the final negotiations went so quickly, he didn't have time to buy a new suit or have this one taken in. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, it looks like he's wearing a circus tent. I mean, it's hanging off his arms. Did his arms get shorter, too, when he lost weight?
They did.
I mean,
they did. You know what? If you think he's lost weight now, wait till he coaches that team for the first year.
Or he might gain it all back, though.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do, but something bad is going to happen.
That's just hysterical.
Something bad is going to happen. He's going to be out of quarterback soon.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
I have some of those. I bet you if I looked around, because I'm nothing if not a hoarder and a hua, I'll bet you I could find a suit that fits me just exactly like that.
Some of your old fat guy suits?
I do. I'm pretty sure I do.
See, you know, the opposite happened to me.
I'm pretty sure.
That I had suits that I got in 1992. Like, and they were, you know, nice. It was a charcoal gray pinstripe suit. And I sort of accrued weight over the years and forgot about it.
Well, how much weight?
I would say since I bought that suit, 25 pounds. But then when I ripped up my knee, I lost it all again. And I had forgotten about the suit. And I saw it. I said, well, wait a second. And it turns out, it fits now like the day I bought it. And when you buy a charcoal gray pinstripe suit, it's not like it's going to go out of style.
No.
And it looks...
No.
And because my wife even says, when did you buy that? And I said, 1992.
And she said... That is so Bernstein right there. That is the essence.
And she said, well, why haven't I seen it before?
Yeah.
I said, well, I think you might have seen it when we were first dating. Perhaps when we went to one of my college friends' weddings or something like that, but it's just been hanging over here ever since then. I said, but don't laugh.
I could find one. I don't know if I could find the pants.
Honey, where are my pants?
I can't find my pants. That's a common thing. Mm-hmm. But I bet I could find a suit. Suit top that fits that way. I'll bet I could.
Yeah, poor.
Because it's hard to believe sometimes that I have lost so much weight. It really is. Sometimes I put stuff on and I can't believe it. I go, what? Wait, why doesn't this work anymore? And it goes for a lot of stuff. So I got to start getting fat again. I got to start eating again.
If you start eating again, all you're going to do is complain about your stomach.
That's why I don't eat.
Right, I know, because you're saying, oh, I went to Pops.
I've caught it.
I got chili dogs.
Yeah, I got a chili dog. Nope, yeah. You notice I have not had chili dogs. I've been a bachelor this week. I've not had chili dogs. Not close to it.
Well, you should then. If you're a bachelor, what do you care?
I know. And I don't.
Or
go
get a big bag of sliders. Get yourself a Crave case or something.
No. I'm so good when I'm good. I don't want to wander off, but I will find a giant coat to wear for a picture. I will find one.
Here's a guy with an authority on this, too. Quad City Pat is with us on the Score. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Dan. I just want to say... I have experienced this directly, and your arms don't actually shrink, but like you lose weight in your shoulders and your back and your chest.
Right.
And so I went from like a 54 to a 46. So my jackets are all way too long in the arm, and they're too big to be tailored down.
I see. So because it's not sitting as high on your big fat shoulder, it goes further down your... I get it.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go get your
shoes taken
in. I'm
trying to remember when you were bigger than a car wash.
I've lost over 100 pounds, Terry, so.
100 pounds? Damn. Yeah.
And you didn't have any, did you have lap band or lipo or anything? Or is it just been...
Nope, just eating better and walking several miles a day.
That's the way to do it.
Pretty much completely gave up soda, either diet or regular.
However, you have not given up beer.
No. That's never going to happen.
No.
I think you kind of won.
I think you did too. You've won at life.
Yeah, that's a win at life moment when you can keep enjoying your beer and you didn't have to do anything radical or invasive or surgical.
We're declaring you the Powerball winner.
Thanks, guys.
Well, maybe not.
All right, keep it up, Pat. Thank you.
All right, Pat.
Good to hear from you as always. The Boris and Bernstein Show, we get to say Terry's favorite words.
He's been here.
In show business, but he's taking pictures. He's here taking names, taking pictures, giving you through
it's all so new.
Through his Instagram feed and Twitter feed a look at this Cubs convention. It is where we sit now, and we will do some transition with Lawrence in a moment on The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boris and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hit the skids. Are you tired of living in your parents' basement, or are you tired of having your kid live in your basement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, listen up. David's having a special offer right now to help you understand and enhance your credit scores. And everybody selected will have their credit pulled for free and work with a professional loan officer on David's team who will give you advice to enhance your scores. To register, go to perldavid.com. That's perldavid.com. The special offer ends January 22nd. To go to perldavid.com now and register. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He'll help all those selected enhance their credit for free. But you need to go to perldavid.com to register. To learn about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Way to say goodbye.
The holidays are officially over, and you find yourself with leftovers. The usuals, the casserole, the leftover stuffing, the leftover pie. And unfortunately, there's the one leftover you can't hide in your freezer, and that is debt. But you can do something about it and not start your new year with last year's credit card debt. Instead of hassling with different due dates and multiple credit cards, consolidate your debt with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple and convenient. It's one loan, it's one monthly payment, it's zero hassles, and this is a different business model than maybe you thought of, or maybe you think this is. CNBC recently did a feature on it to explain exactly what they're doing that's a little bit different. It's certainly easier because it's all online. You go to avantoffer.com, you complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. And if you're thinking about doing this, here's here's another reason. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Right low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chi McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Limited time offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday and Saturday night versus division rivals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
And as we welcome Lawrence, we take caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, for a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
My two favorite words in show business. Has joined us. We've seen him for the better part of an hour. How are you, Lawrence?
I'm doing well, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hi.
Terry, you look dapper in your hat. Does he look dapper?
He's been wearing it all show.
He looks good.
He looks like a guy at a dog track.
Well, I mean,
but that's really, that's the guy at the dog track. He's marking up his little form, and you can't really understand what his notes mean.
This is somebody gave it to me, though. They thought I would look good, and they gave it to me today.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know about that. Anyway, so when I was at Mandalay Bay, I was just down the lake. When Dover was done, I was just down the Northfield, and I'm not the world's greatest Northfield bettor, and then I had to wake up that guy. Northfield.
Oh, okay. I got confused for a second. You're talking about my people.
No, okay. I don't do that. I told the teller. I said, I'm really tempted to ask you for a Derby Lane program. Derby Lane is the St. Pete Dogs.
Okay.
He said, I've worked here in 13 years now. He said, nobody has ever asked me for a Derby Lane program. I said, okay, then I'm not going to ask you. I'll just stick with Northfield.
I have never understood the point of asking for a program in dog racing. What is it? How do you handicap a damn? I
handicap everything. You know that.
I tried, and I
went, well, I've seen your handicap, and it sucks.
I went to
out
Lake,
loud.
I went to Lake Geneva.
Yep.
At that dog track.
Yeah. Nice place. Yeah.
And I sat there and I was drinking Heilemann's Special Export and trying to figure out which dogs were going to win. I lost $75.
Was that the end, or
I didn't?
Was that the end?
I didn't cash a ticket.
No. 8-374.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't need a program for that.
No, I don't. I don't.
It's like Hyalai.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't need a program for it. I just asked him. I said, he said never. Not 13 years.
But did you bet it without a program?
No, I did not bet it. No.
Why not?
I thought Northfield is enough, and then I got the guy woken up. I hit the super. I left.
It's quite the life you lead.
I know.
Can I suggest a Friday Fung of just Terry talking betting?
Well, then I'm leaving.
No. You got to drive that bad boy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm asking for extra money.
but then just lay it up and let Terry talk about betting and losing at betting.
But sometimes he wins.
And winning at betting.
All right, now your show is going to be after this is all officially started. So are people going to be brought out to you? Some of these dapper-dressed Cubs going to come out and say hello?
I don't know, and we're not programming the show that way. Where if we get it, we get. And if we get some great guests, fantastic. But there was so much good stuff on the score earlier today that the interview you guys did with Crane Kenny, I actually stayed in my parking spot to hear the end of it.
He was good.
It was fantastic. And the information about what's being built, why it's being built, how it's being built, I thought was fascinating. So that's coming back. Jed Hoyer did a first player by player breakdown of his team going into spring training.
Which general managers say, Ryan Pace, I don't want to talk about individual players.
But you know what? You know how the football guys are. They feel like they're changing the world. They have the nuclear launch codes.
And nobody has televisions.
Right, and that we can't see that Shea McClellan's bad at football. You know, that we didn't see that all season long. So we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to talk some Bulls. We're definitely going to talk a little bit about the Cubs. That story between Morgan Park and Semien is getting more and more interesting.
Is the boycott still on?
It is on. And from what I'm hearing, and I was like, well, why would they not want to go over to Gwendolyn Brooks, which is a much bigger place?
They want a home game.
Turns out they don't get the gate.
Right.
They don't get the cash for that. And so if you're trying to build a new stadium, you kind of need the money.
Well, this is what my question about that is, because you know, all the rhetoric, it's been to they want more people to be able to see the game, more than the 250 that the gym seats.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. But simple economics would state, if I'm Morgan Park, there's going to be 250, and you're going to have to pay a lot more. It is premium seating, and show me how badly you want this ticket.
And premium seating for premium games. If you're talking about Morgan Park versus Semien, that's going to be a premiumly priced game.
Right. We don't necessarily have to make it easy for you to get in here if you want to show us how badly you want to watch this game.
I'm on Morgan Park's side. 100%.
I am too.
I'm on their side.
I'm right there with you. I'm trying to figure out, is there an argument on the other side of this? And I don't know if there is, other than trying to get more people to see the CPS product. But I mean, they wanted needed a new gym for a really long time.
So their home games are your assets.
Right.
Home games belong to you.
Revenue generator.
Right. That is a huge asset that is simply being, it's like eminent domain being removed from you, and unless you have a good reason for the public good why you're doing that, I think you're much better off letting them charge what they want to charge for that handful of seats.
No doubt about it. So you know, I'm going to do that. I've got some MMA stuff I'm going to do later on tonight. Some football stuff. Amy Lawrence from CBS Sports Radio is going to be on the show. We're going to talk a lot of football. We're going to talk about this weekend's games. So we've got a pretty loaded show, and anything that we get from the Cubs is a bonus. That's the way that I look. And Terry, you know, that's kind of how I am.
Like, yeah, I know.
Here's everything out that's on the outline, and then if we have to make changes, we'll make changes. But it's definitely weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I got to tell you, everyone here, super nice. Super nice. Everyone has been really nice. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a very interesting ride to have the Cubs on the score. Like, even to see the Cubs radio logo with 670 The Score on is bizarre.
That's how I felt ever since. I mean, even though I knew the logo existed and I saw it in an email, it's different when you actually get here and you see it as part of a broadcast. I think, damn.
Yep. Yeah. You guys are going to be routinely leading into Cubs games.
And preempted by them.
And preempted by them.
We know what? Happily.
But I mean, there's gonna be a lot of night games in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati where you guys are walking it up to Cubs baseball. So
yep, we look forward to it. Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday and Saturday night versus division rivals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lawrence sounds like he's got plenty of things to do. Let's get the hell out of his way. Quick thank yous.
We thank Gary Pressey. We thank Crane Kenny. We thank everybody who participated in a bizarre Friday Fung, which got that walked us up to something we
should
stared,
I be in jail
we
segment.
We stared into the abyss on that one and then slowly backed away.
Wow. We thank our Quack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Cuppies.
Whatever.
Long gone.
Long gone. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Cuppies.
And right behind you, Dominic the Punisher has come in.
Cuppies.
He's taken over the heavy lifting.
Well, don't forget Danny Colanco.
No, he's taken over the light lifting.
Cuppies.
And the shoplifting.
Thank you, guys. You see the social media pictures of Danny being asleep. They're great.
He was.
He's been caught a couple times.
Well, you know.
It happens.
I can't say I blame him. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Sexy. We will do it all again on Monday. Lawrence Holmes coming in with terrific as always. Have a great weekend, a fun football weekend. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. The Cubs had a dramatic season in 2015. This season could be even better. Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive, acquiring some new players like Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, and John Lackey. They'll join Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, and the rest of the young Cubs stars. It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough.